It should be residential if they're converting it to an apartment complex.
When they're reverting to a residential, we wait for the city of Branson or whoever is doing an occupancy to change it. So if this is in the city of Branson, which it is, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because anybody can say they want to change it, but then we'd have to go back if they changed their mind and went back to motel.
I mean, if they're changing it, they're changing it.
We just have to get there.
We don't have to wait for an occupancy.
Please leave your message for 646-717-4245.
Hey, Jerry, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling about your appeal on the
formerly Angel Inn Hotel.
We'll try giving you a call back in a bit. Bye.
Jerry. Okay, so if it was, let's say that it's now residential, do we have any comparisons as to what that?
Jeremy.
Do they have any evidence in here for sales or approach?
Well, like the other, you know, I'm just thinking of the other one we looked at. We based that one off of the kind of the purchase price at the foreclosure sale.
Yeah.
And then we said once it was finished,
right,
we would go out and reassess it. Right?
So when
did they say how much they purchased? They said bill of sale.
Well, he's had this.
Here's a bill of sale.
Now, this is.
Says 2021.
How much did you purchase it for?
And how much was it?
Maybe that's just a bill of sale.
Wasn't it 3.1? I thought I saw something 3.1.
Purchase price 2.8. They're asking for the same thing as their purchase price was what they did.
Right. I'd go with that if they've got a purchase price they just paid for it.
There you go. I make a motion.
Was it foreclosure sale or what was it?
No.
So it's arm's length.
I make a motion that we, hold on, before I make my motion.
Or you think you might have had some?
I mean.
I can make a motion.
It's fine. I don't mind making the motion.
That's what they're asking.
I think, but they're asking for valuation and to be changed classification.
Classification,
because it was commercial. Now it's residential. If it's an apartment complex,
but he does have his paperwork there from Branson. I didn't read it all.
Okay.
Well,
so if Branson says they're a residence, we're good with that too. We just didn't have that yet.
Yep, got it. I make a motion that we change BOE 315 classification to residential. And change his valuation to $2.8 million based off the purchase price. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Okay, this is a classification appeal.
He just called you back. They're calling our office when they can, when they miss your call. So that was Angel Inn.
Oh, okay. Jerry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You call him Jerry. He goes by Jeremy.
Emery.
Okay.
Well, this is Galen, right? Driver. Call and give the good news.
So do we have that paperwork that shows their bill of sale and all their...
Here, it's red.
Really? Yeah. Like, now, can we have that for the office? Because we'll need that to show the residency and everything.
You can
get a copy of it from them.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
Hello, Galen.
Galen, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization here.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good here with David Akers, Greg Baker, and the assessor's office. We just looked at your, We just looked at your appeal and, I got good news. We approved your appeal. So,
Oh, great.
Yeah. So your valuation, $2.8 million. And then of course we had your permit for the, change of classification to residential. So,
perfect.
Anyway, one does.
Question: When do you think you'll be done with your conversion?
With the conversion, you know, construction should take about a year, hopefully less. I mean, the sooner we can finalize construction, then we can lease things up. So, but yeah, our timeline that we've modeled is for 12 months.
Okay. Awesome.
You guys have all been so great and so helpful with everything. So we look forward to working with everybody.
Very good. Appreciate your investment into the area.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Okay. Good. All right. Classification appeal here. Vineyards Condos, Dan and Rhonda Fortin, 914-0221-83250.
Hello.
Hello, Rhonda. Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization, along here with the Assessor's Office. Did we catch you at okay time?
You know what? You did, because I'm at the doctor's office and Dan is at home. He calls right back and I'll text Dan to answer the call. My apologies.
I absolutely can. So you want me to call right back then, Rhonda?
And this is, what number did you call?
402-218-3250.
Can you call 913-449-3027.
I will do that right now.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. Maybe I didn't ever know. I saw 3027, then I did 6027, which is my code to get out, and I thought I'd hit a 3.
Dan speaking.
Hey, Dan, Jeff Reynolds, Tane County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, absolutely. You're here with the other two board members along with the assessor's office, and we're looking at your appeal here, BOE number 316 on the Vineyard condominium. I would guess that it's based off classification, correct?
Yeah.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, we are basically hearing appeals and then going to make a decision here relatively soon. And but we did want to hear from you and just to get your input in on what's going on. So I'll give you the floor.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, we wanted to dispute the classification there, just for for three main reasons. One being the fact that our property there, the vineyard, could be converted to residential use at any time, and in fact that was a major consideration for us when we purchased the property. We thought, well, if things don't work out from a short-term rental perspective, or let's say, there's a dip in the tourism market here in Branson. Could we rent this out long-term and still pay our mortgage on the property? And absolutely we could. There's still, I would say probably 15% of those units there are either owner-occupied or occupied by long-term renters. So that was one reason we were disputing it. And then conversely, you look at, true commercial properties, they could be converted to any other type of business, right? It could be hair salon, you know, bakery, what have you. There's no other business that we could conduct out of that condo there at the Vineyard, other than just, you know, residential or short-term rental. And then my last and final point is, you know, there's an average of 9 to 10 million tourists coming to Branson every year. And last I checked, there's only about 20,000 hotel rooms. So, you know, the fact that, or the argument that nightly rentals are competition for hotel rooms, I would say it's not the case. I think nightly rentals are performing a valuable service that is needed in our community to support the tourism industry, which supports, you know, our entire economy here, really. So those were really my main points as to why we dispute, you know, that classification as 100% commercial.
Dan, I have I'm another board member here, David Akers. I just have a couple questions for you. Is this the only is this the only property you own in Taney County?
Currently, yes. Well, no, I own residential property in Taney County as well. My primary residence, and then I have some land that I bought as well.
So, but this is the only one that you've ever put in a nightly rental program, basically.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you guys occasionally stay in it.
Yeah, you know, primarily when I have family members come to town.
Right.
You know, I just have a little three-bedroom house, so, you know, mom and dad come down from Kansas City, or my brothers and their families, they stay in our condo there at the Vineyards.
Okay, that's just questions I had. I mean, we're going to try to come to a fair decision for these a lot of people. You're in the same boat as I perceive the majority of the people that have that are doing this. You use it occasionally for family purposes, and then occasionally you put it in a rental pool. Okay, well, we appreciate it. Whatever decision we make, you know, we're going to do our best. Okay.
Well, I appreciate the time, guys. I know you've had a ton of these appeals, so definitely appreciate it.
Oh, hey, Dan, since I got you on the phone, the showing I had yesterday, anyway, the folks ended up choosing a different house, just FYI.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I
well,
know. I just figured kill two birds with one stone here.
I appreciate you showing, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great one.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, bye. All right.
This unit?
No, it was a house he had listed, so.
Can I say something? Can I ask a question?
Stephanie.
Last year residential, it was for 81.9, and this year for commercial, it's at 25 million. Why would that be?
It's a great question.
Which one is that?
The one we're talking about.
316. Last year residential was 81.9.
And this year commercial is 45.9.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Where do you go even play?
The Vineyards.
No. Yeah, this one and this one will get this one.
Okay.
It's not 89.
This here's the total.
Well, that makes more sense
than that. He hadn't changed a lot. He's not contesting valuation.
Correct. All right, so after, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This doesn't do anything here.
Okay.
I don't know how BOE works for phone numbers, but we have to be really careful about saying somebody's phone number out loud. So that lady did volunteer a different number, but when you're dialing, when you're saying the number.
Don't say it.
I don't know. I mean, because
okay.
It's a BOE, so I'm sure this is public record, but the stuff in my office isn't.
Okay. All right. We'll try to keep, sometimes when I say it, it's easy for me to do it,
I can
do it without saying it.
Push. I was concerned.
Greg, what's your phone number? Anybody wants Greg Baker's?
113.
Yeah, right. No, that's good input. I appreciate that.
Mine's public knowledge. 417-334-9634.
334. So a fair amount of these, these,